Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Just say one.
And it won't.
Just say one.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in the mighty name of Jesus to be before you today, praise God. For once again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. Once again, I said I will rejoice and be glad in it. That is a good day. I'm so glad that God woke me up this morning, blessed me with the opportunity to see another day. And thanking God for, in the name of Jesus, using us to be able to pick up, build up, and lift up the name of the Lord. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. And before I go any further, I want to give all honor, praise, and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord God, we give him praise, honor, and glory on today. And then I also like to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's extremely instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And we truly thank you for all of what it is that you do. We thank you for those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, anywhere in which you're listening to David and Diane Ministry and Friends, even into the archives. God bless you. We truly give you a blessing in the name of Jesus as we go into prayer. We want to keep in mind, in the name of Jesus, those that are sick and shut in, praise God. We also like to acknowledge, praise God, those listening by way of, Father God, in the nursing homes or in the hospitals, in the jails or prisons, youth facilities, wherever they may be. We truly stand in agreement in prayer for deliverance and healing to all those that are seeking the face of the Lord. Once again, let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we know in the name of Jesus that you sit high and look low upon us, O God, seeking those, Father God, who continue to praise your name and worship you. And yet we pray for those that are less fortunate than we ourselves. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come into agreement for healing and deliverance from those suffering with drug addictions or situations with abuse, in the name of Jesus, those that have issues with pornography or whatever the vice may be, arguing or drinking or anything that's against the word of God, anything that's against God's commandment, we pray for each and every one of you in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord God, that you forgive us of all of our sins, cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness, and let your spirit in Jesus' name manifest upon this reading of your word as we go forth in the name of Jesus on this evening. We continue to give you all praise, all honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Once again, we come forth with the word of God, reading out of the King James Version from the book of Daniel. God, we truly have been anointed, blessed. As we continue to deliver the word of God, we got to keep in mind that, praise God, Lady Diane comes on Friday. Praise God. She's been doing an extremely powerful series as she speaks and talks about emergence and the calling of man and how he's began and a woman, how she's begun, and the purposes of how we stand on earth today. Praise God. We once again want to give God praise today, honor and glory, as we come forth with the word of God. Let us read. Daniel chapter 8. In the third year of the realm of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared unto me, even unto me, Daniel. I said that which appeared unto me at the first, I saw in a vision, and it came to pass, when I saw what I was at Shushan, in the palace which is in the province of Elam, and I saw in a vision, and I was by the river of Eli. Then I lifted up my eyes and saw, And behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns, and the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came last. I saw the ram pushing eastward and northward and southward, so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand, but he did according to his will and became great. And as I was considering, behold, and a he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and it touched not the ground, and the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. Came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and I ran unto him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and brake his two horns. There was no power in the ram that stood before him, but he cast him down to the ground and stomped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Therefore, the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. Of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceedingly great toward the south, and toward the east, and toward the pleasant land, and it waxed great, even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and of the stars that ground and stalked upon them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away. And the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And a host was given him against the daily sacrifice by the easing of transgression, and it cast down the truth that to the ground, and it prospered. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto the certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice? And the transgression of dissolution, to give both the sanctuary and the host of the throne underfoot. And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Came to pass, and I, even I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning. Then behold, there stood before me as a appearance of a man, and I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Ula, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my feet. He said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. Now, as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground, but he touched me and set me upward. And he said, behold, I will make thee known what shall be in the last end of indignation. And for at the time appointed, the end shall be. The ram which thou sawest have two horns, are the kings of Media and Persia. And Arago is the king of Grecia. And the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Now, that being broken, whereas four stood up for four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. And in the latter time of that kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully and shall prosper and practice and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. For through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. And the vision of the evening and the morning, which was told, is true. Therefore, shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick certain days after I rose up and did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it. Chapter 9. Daniel, chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereby the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face upon the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant, thy mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servant, the prophet, which spake in thy name in our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces. As at this day to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off through all the countries, whether they hast driven them because of their trespasses that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confession, confusion of faith, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belongeth mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord over our God, though walk in his law which he set before us by his servant, the prophet. Yea, all Israel have transgressed by law, even by departing, and they have might not obeyed thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him, and he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us and against our judges, that judged us by bringing upon us great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand the truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he did. For we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, that hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with the mighty hand, and hast gotten thee renown, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from the city Jerusalem, and thy holy mountain between us for our sins, and for the iniquity of our fathers, Jerusalem. And thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now wherefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplication, and cause thy face to shine upon the sanctuary that is desolate, for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thy ear to hear, open thine eyes, and behold our desolation. And the city which is called by thy name, for we do not present our supplication before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercy. O Lord, hear, O Lord, forgive, O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, while I was speaking in prayer, even the men Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sin and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness I'm to seal up the vision of prophets, anoint the most holy. Show now, therefore, the understanding that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah cut off. But cut off not for himself and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with the flood, and unto the end of the war dissolution. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause spreading of abominations. He shall make it desolate even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Daniel chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning those 3 weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. I'm in the 4th and 20th day of the first month was as I by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold and ephod. His body also was like a beryl, and his face was appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the man that were with me saw not the vision. But a great quaking fell upon them, and so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, there was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, a hand touched me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for up to thee am I known. Now sit. And when I had spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God. Thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in a latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. And when he had spoken such words to me, I set my face toward the ground and became dumb. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke and said unto that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. For now, how can I, the servant of this my Lord, talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remains no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of man, and he strengthened me and said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto you. Be strong, ye. Be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, Let me not speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Then said he, Knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Gyrasia shall come. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that holdeth with me in these days but Michael, your prince. Daniel, chapter 11. Also, I, in the first year of Darius the Mede, even I stood to confirm and to strengthen him. Now, will I stand thee and show thee the truth? Behold, thou shalt stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the first shall be far richer than they all, and by his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of Greece. And I, mighty king, shall stand up that shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven and not to his prosperity, nor according to his dominion which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be plucked up even for others beside those. And the king of the south shall be strong, and one of his princes, and he shall be strong above him, and have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion. and in the end of years they shall join themselves together. For the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement, but she shall not retain the power of the arm, neither shall he stand nor his arm, but she shall be given up, and they that brought her, and he that begat her, and he that strengthened her in these times. But out of the branch of her root shall one stand up in his estate, which shall come with an army and shall deal and enter into the fortress of the king of the north, and shall deal against them and shall prevail, and shall also carry captives into Egypt their gods with them, and with their precious vessels of silver and of gold, and he shall continue more years than the king of the north. So the king of the south shall come into his kingdom and shall return into his own land, but his sons shall be stirred up and shall assemble a multitude of great forces, and one shall come and overflow and pass through. Then shall he return and be stirred up even to his fortress, and the king of the south shall be moved with the charge, and shall come forth and fight with him, the king of the north, and he shall set forth a great multitude, but the multitude shall be given into his hand. And when he hath taken away the multitude, his heart shall be lifted up, and he shall cast down many 10,000, many. And he shall not be strengthened by it, for the king of the north shall return, and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come after certain years with a great army and with much riches. And in those times, there shall many stand up against the king of the south. Also, the robbers of thy people shall exalt themselves to establish division, but they shall fail. So the king of the north shall come and cast up a mount and take the most fenced cities, and the armies of the south shall not withstand, neither his chosen people, neither shall there be any strength to withstand. But he that cometh against him shall, and cast up mount, and make the most fierce cities, and the army of the south shall not withstand either his chosen people, neither shall they be any strength to withstand. But he that cometh against him shall do according to his own will, and none shall stand before him, and he shall stand in the glorious land, which by his hand shall be consumed. He shall also set his face to enter with the strength of his whole kingdom and upright ones with him. Thus shall he do, and he shall give him the daughter of woman. Corrupting her, built her, but she shall not stand on his side, neither be for him. After this shall he turn his face unto the isles, and shall take many, but the prince of his own behalf shall call the reproach offered by him to cease without his own reproach, he shall cause it to turn upon him. Then he shall turn his face toward the fort of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall and not be found. Then shall stand up in the estate of risers of taxes in the glory of the kingdom, but with the few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle. And in his estate shall stand up a vile person. They shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. And with the arms of the flood shall they be overflown from before him, and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant. And after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and shall become strong with a small people. He shall enter peacefully even unto the fattest places of the province, and he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his father's father. He shall scatter among them the prey and spoil the riches, yea, and he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds, even from aforetime. And he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army, and the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with the very great and mighty army. But he shall not stand, for they shall forecast his face against him. Yea, they that feed of the portion of his meat shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many shall fall down slain. And both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one at table, but it shall not prosper. For yet the end shall be at the time of appointment. Then shall he return unto his land with great riches, and his heart shall be against the holy covenant, and he shall do exploits and err in return to his own land. The time appointed, he shall return and come toward the south, but it shall not be as the former or as the latter. For the ship of Chittim shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return, and he have indignation against the holy covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return and have intelligence with them that forsake the holy covenant, and arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifices, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flattery. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by the flame, by captivity and by spoil, many days. Now, when they shall fall, they shall be helped with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flattery. And some of them of understanding shall fall, it, to thou try them, and to purge, and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for the little appointed, time appointed. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelously things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the initiation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, but he shall magnify himself above all. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and the God of whom the fathers knew not shall he honor with gold, silver, and with pleasant stones, and pleasant things. Thus shall be do in the most strongholds with a strange god, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory. And he shall cause them to rule over me, many, and shall divide the land for gain. And at the time of the end shall the king of south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like the whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships. And he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. He shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but he that shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the lion of Egypt shall not escape, but he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt. And the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore, he shall go forth with great fury to destroy, and utterly to make away many. And he shall plant the tabernacle of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. Daniel chapter 12. In that time shall Michael stand up, and thy people, in great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at the time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that slept in the dust of the earth shall awake, some of everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to the fruit and knowledge, and shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one of the side and of the bank, of the river and the other on the back side of the bank of the river. And one said to the men clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swore by him a house that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, oh, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are close up concealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifices shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days. Thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Amen. That concludes Daniel chapter 12, and that concludes the book of Daniel. Praise God. On tomorrow, we're going to take up Hosea. Hallelujah. Hosea. And we trust that that's going to be a definite anointing and blessing to hear. God bless each and every one of you that joined us on this evening. I love you with the love of God. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
although they've said I've never trapped you, I want you to know it's